It's your move for today's GeoQuiz. The city we're looking for has been called the birthplace of modern chess. That nickname stems from the fact that the rules on the movement of the queen were first documented right here. And so it's fitting that the city is hosting an exhibition rematch between two former chess greats. Garry Kasparov and Anatoly Karpov began their competition today in the city 25 years after their first title bout. That match was in Moscow. This one's in a city in eastern Spain. It lies on Spain's Mediterranean coast, Costa del Azhar, and it's Spain's third largest city behind Madrid and Barcelona. Earlier, we spoke to two of the reporters who are covering the Kasparov-Karpov rematch. Macaulay Peterson writes for the Internet Chess Club. He's not surprised by the attention this rematch is getting.
Everyone around the world who follows chess can remember the matches between Garry Kasparov and Anatoly Karpov that I grew up on myself. But as Garry Kasparov himself pointed out at the press conference yesterday, their rivalry is really unequaled in modern chess. They've played so many games and there was such high tension during those matches that the tension of the fans that this exhibition garners is greater than even two top 10 players today. If Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe were to get together and play a set of tennis, it might be a nice novelty. I might enjoy watching it, but it wouldn't get the same kind of attention.
Maybe if McEnroe and Bjorn Borg got together and played chess, that might pull out more people.
Probably so, yeah.
So just a curiosity question here. If you win a speed match, does that imply that you're a better overall player than if you can beat the same person only in a no-time limits match?
Well, all of the matches have some time limits. They're sort of classical time limits and rapid. I wouldn't say that you're better. It's quite a different style of the game. But it is something that requires a different skill set because you don't have nearly as much time to consider each move.
Macaulay, we should wait no longer to get the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Tell us where you are. Where is the face-off taking place?
We're at the Palau de les Arts. Here at the City Arts and Sciences Complex, which is a sprawling modern complex in Valencia that was designed by a Spanish architect named Santiago Calatrava. But the real amphitheater for this match and for all chess competitions these days actually is on the internet, where this match sparks the imagination of chess fans in a way that no two players, even since their matches in the 80s and 90s, have really been able to equal.
Valencia, Spain, the answer to the GeoQuiz today. I'd like to speak to your colleague there, Spanish radio reporter Leoncio Garcia. Is he available to answer a couple of questions?
He is. I'll hand him the phone.
Hello.
Tell us what it means for Valencia to host this historic rematch.
Well, I was broadcasting the last game for the Spanish TV in Sevilla 87, and according to the official statistics, we had 13 million spectators. That amount of people, you cannot get it now, even with the most important soccer matches.
And so does that kind of fervor for chess in Spain kind of play out on the streets? If you were to walk around like Valencia on a Sunday afternoon, are you going to see lots of people playing chess in the park?
Not in the street, but according to my calculations, we have more than 1,000 schools in the whole Spain where chess is taught. We have several cases where chess is compulsory. So I think that in the 21st century, in the whole world in general, but particularly in Spain, chess is going to have an increased importance in the next years.
Earlier I mentioned that Valencia is called the birthplace of modern chess. How did that happen?
Well, a little bit more than 500 years ago, at the end of the 15th century, modern chess was invented in Valencia by several people. The most important difference between the old chess, or let's call it Arabic chess, and the modern chess is the queen. Because the queen before that, in the Arabic chess, was a not important piece at all. But now is the most powerful in the board. And this was a kind of homage to the Spanish queen at that time, the Queen Elizabeth. So about 70 years after the modern chess was invented, the first unofficial world champion was the Spanish Ruy López de Segura. Today, the most popular opening, or one of the most popular, is the Spanish opening. And this is a kind of homage as well to Ruy López, because he was the first unofficial champion.
So if Elisabetta was so important to inspire this queen's move, the king at the time must have been kind of a loser.
Well, I am not an expert in history, but according to my reading, the Queen Elizabeth was very influential, even sometimes more influential than the king. So it makes a sense. We are talking about the most powerful country in the whole world at that moment.
Leoncio, final question. Who are you betting on to win this rematch between Kasparov and Karpov?
Well, that's a difficult question because Kasparov is 12 years younger, but he didn't play officially for more than 4 years. Anyway, I think he will win, but not by a big margin.
Reporter Leoncio Garcia, preceding him, Macaulay Peterson. They're both in Valencia for the Kasparov-Karpov matchup. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Welcome.
And this update, Garry Kasparov won the first game with the black pieces after Anatoly Karpov overstepped the time limit.